address Tuesday night to make a familiar push for a wall along the southern U.S. border. It came just days ahead of what Mr. Trump has warned could be another government shutdown if he fails to get money for a wall. Jackie Quinn reports on the president's speech.
President Trump spoke about the economic miracle taking place in America under his administration, which he says could be jeopardized by
ridiculous partisan investigations.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says with guilty pleas and indictments against a handful of Trump aides and advisors, those investigations are very necessary.
America's strength is based on the rule of law and the fact that no one, not even the President of the United States, is above it.
Sanders also challenged the president's assessment of a red-hot economy, saying the wealthy got wealthier, but the middle class isn't faring any better. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
President Trump last night faced a far different scene for the State of the Union speech than he did a year ago. One big reason why, the strong presence of women. Sagar Magani has a report.
It wasn't just House Speaker Nancy Pelosi behind him. It was a sea of white in front of him. Democratic congresswomen in a stunning show of solidarity, dressed in white in a nod to suffragists, and in contrast to men in dark suits on the other side of the aisle. They literally danced as the president mentioned more women in the workforce.
Don't sit yet. You're gonna like this.
Noting there are now more women than ever in Congress. Setting off chants and high fives.
That's great. Very great. And congratulations. That's great.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. A bipartisan group of U.S. House and Senate members continues working to avoid another government shutdown, something President Trump says is possible if he does not get money.